This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, helping you handle your hump day in style.
And it's taken us a while today to get our rhythm back. We're still recovering from the kickoff of a fabulous Midsummer Festival this weekend. But you know what? Why not dive into more Midsummer, I say, because there's so much going on that that's what we need to do. So joining us now in the studio is the ever fabulous, amazing, sexy Galexi. Hello, sexy. How are you doing?
Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely wonderful. I mean, my favourite drag king in Australia, I mean, Rocco will be upset, but you are my favourite drag king in Australia, sexy. I absolutely think the world of you. And, you know, you don't do things by half. You're doing two big events during Midsummer, aren't you?
Yes, because like you, we're all a bit crazy with our creative endeavours.
And what excites me about them, so there's two events that are happening. One of them's called King for a Day and the other one's the Countdown. But why don't we start with King for a Day, because that's happening this Sunday.
Yeah, so I thought I'd better finally do some drag king workshops, because it's been, I think I did one years and years and years ago. And I thought, well, you know, the king scene needs a bit of a boost and it needs to be have some people out there teaching it. So what I thought would be really nice is, and the premise was it, to get people who've never done it before. And I think that's what's happened. So we've sold out, and a lot of the people that have signed up, I don't know either, which is
so
really
exciting.
So
you're going to king these people, you're going to turn these people into drag kings?
They're going to turn themselves into drag kings. Yeah, so it's we're going to go over everything to do with drag, you know, how you can grab something from an op shop and customise it, how you can take something that's $5 and make it look $1 million.
Robbie, let me tell you, I've done shows with sexy. If anyone can turn like a piece of poop into gold, it's Sexy Galexi. So creative, so in so many ways, it's just absolutely amazing.
And so I've got a couple of people helping me on the day, because Freddie Merkin, a bit of a shout out to Freddie Merkin. He's been on the drag scene for about a year, but because his daughter does calisthenics, you know, he knows how to customise. So he's customised some great outfits. So he's going to give everybody a hand on the day. Kerry Stanley, my partner, who's also a makeup artist, is going to help with the makeup side of things.
I mean, that's just going to be a whole heap of fun. But you were saying that's sold out. But the reason why, what's more exciting about this is what happens later on that day.
Well, yeah, well, once everything's done and they've got their transformation, I'm going to help them with the idea of how to present themselves and how to do a show. They've been asked to perform. So I think the best thing, once you've transformed, is to have an audience and to have your family and your friends around. So whether they want to perform or not, the ones that don't want to perform, we'll just give them a bit of a parade and their alter ego can be presented to the crowd.
I reckon the minute one person does it, everyone will dive on it.
Well, it's really nerve-wracking, and some of them have said, I've taken a big, deep breath and I'm going to do it, which is great. So we do have quite a few that are performing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And also we've got some seasoned professionals coming along. So Rocco DeMore is performing. And a drag king from Canada, I think. She just messaged online if there was any shows going. So that was just yesterday. So I said, please come, because he looks fantastic. He looks really, really great. So it'd be nice to see an international king as well, just for the experience for the other kings as well. So they get to experience all the ins and outs of what it's to be like as performing as a drag king.
That's so great.
How many new kings are you going to be parading on the stage?
How many do we have? I think there's about five that are going to perform, which is brave. I mean, I remember my first show, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So all day they're going to be nervous. I know that. So we're going to try and make them as calm as possible by making sure that they feel really, really prepared for their show. And, you know, there's a couple of hours break before the show starts. So hopefully within that time we can just sort of talk through this show a little bit and really pep them up to
But this is also a great opportunity for many of us to come and just support them. I think I think is really wonderful about this is they're throwing their hat in and having a bit of fun and seeing what it's all about, but this is a great chance to come and cheer some people on in
their
very first experience. And you know what? Most people's first experiences of drag is not that kind of audience. It's doing, I mean, what was yours, Miss Patina Buttons over there? Your first experience of doing drag performance performing was as one of the Chargettes, wasn't it, Robbie?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was very lucky. I had a sort of sold-out venue and was part of a competition that we won. And I mean, it's part of the reason I don't do it anymore because I'll never live up to that hype.
But it was this kind of an audience where that's a very different type of audience that are used to seeing drag. And sure, it's encouraging, but that can be really overwhelming. Like, were you nervous your first time?
Yeah, absolutely. I was nervous every time. I mean, we still get nervous performing on a stage now, you know.
Yeah.
And it goes away completely.
And that's why I think it's great for everyone to flee. You can, if you're doing nothing on Sunday night, what time does it all...
The show starts at 7.
So 7 o'clock at Vaudeville on Johnson Street. If you're doing nothing at like 7 o'clock, why not? What a great way to spend your Sunday night going and seeing some people just getting their drag on for the very first time.
Yes, and it's non-gender specific, so we have a mix.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I think that's so awesome. So that, and that's just one of the things that you're doing this midsummer.
Yeah, so this Friday night goes for the... This Friday and another two Fridays is the countdown. So I...
Wait, is this like countdown... The countdown, like the
as
show
in
countdown.
The countdown show.
Oh my God.
Yes. So if Molly's listening out there, this is another of your alter ego that's been created. His name is Molly Melodrama.
I reckon we pop a flyer in Molly's place. It's right near DT's. Just pop a flyer in Molly's letterbox
and
let them know what's going on. imagine Molly Melodrama. Are you Molly Melodrama?
I sure am.
You're Molly Melodrama. Yeah. Imagine Molly Melodrama meeting Molly Melodrama.
Be fantastic.
There's a photo opportunity.
I reckon we should make that happen.
You just showed me some photos, and they're a fantastic poster, which anyone can find if they search for the event on Facebook. But, yeah, it looks fantastic. It looks like a lot of fun.
It is. The poster's really good. I'm not sure who did it, but someone at Vaudeville through Bumper Love did it. And it is, whoever did it is bloody amazing.
It's absolutely fantastic. Everyone looks so schmick and great. Yeah. Now, if you're wondering what this looks like and you're listening to us going, well, isn't this a great medium, us talking about a visual while we're on the radio, you can jump over to the Mad Wednesday Facebook page because we've got the poster up there.
And have a look. Yeah, yeah. So we've got drag kings and drag queens doing international Australian songs that we all know and love, as true to form as Countdown used to be. It's a great night for everybody. Anyone who loves vinyl and loves music, you got to get on down.
And that's what I think what's really exciting is it's taking on these music, you know, juggernauts and imagine the repertoire you've got to play with and have so much fun with, and we're going to get to see these performers do that. I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and music info you might never have known.
Oh, really?
Because Molly knows it all.
So oh, you've done a bit of research.
That worries me.
Oh, it's taken me hours to get my script together, but just little bits here and there of interesting pieces of information.
Oh, it sounds like an excellent night.
Whether it's true or not, no, it is true.
Oh, I'm very intrigued. So that's happening, kicking off this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday at 8 p.m.
Oh, that's absolutely
at
great.
At Vaudeville Drag Cabaret, which is 62-70 Johnson Street in Fitzroy.
Yeah, so you can head on down. I mean, both these events are happening there, and I think they're absolutely fantastic. And look at you spreading the drag king spirit. We've had quite a drag king filled start to the year, haven't we, Robbie?
Yeah, it's been great. We had Jesse Dean in last week.
And Rex Spandex in last week. So here's my question, though. For the people that are being drag kinged up for the day, do you have something for like a replica... like a Lincoln sausage or something for them.
Well, I'm bringing some stuff so they can make their own. I can't whistle. I've just been to the dentist. My face is numb. I gave them a brief. So I've told them some things that they can use, like juggling balls and things. But I'm actually bringing some stockings and some stuffing. So if they want to make
your
their own
DIY, why not DIY?
I think it's really important because
sometimes it can be too big and it looks like a mess. You know, you need it to look
You're
sharp.
Speaking to the wrong person.
you need it to look hot. Like you need someone to be looking down and going, okay, that's a good package.
Yeah.
You don't want someone looking down and going, oh my God, what is happening down there?
And plus, I'm sure it's the same as it is for the drag queens. You want to have an element of realism
there
too.
Good tits.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to get it right. Well, you know what, everyone, I cannot implore you enough. You've got every single Friday over midsummer at Vaudeville, you've got the countdown happening. And honestly, check out the page. We've put the link on our Facebook page. Go and check it out for no other reason than if the poster doesn't entice you, the videos will. It's so fantastic seeing these charismatic characters. It's going to be a throwback like you wouldn't believe. But also on Sunday night, King for a Day, go and see these fantastic performers from our own state and also internationally, but also people step onto the stage for the first time and give their drag a go.
Yeah, these brave, brave people.
Absolutely. Yes. Let's go and cheer them on. Sexy, thank you so much for popping in to come and join us today.
Thank you, as always.
We very much appreciate it. Happy Midsummer to you also.
Oh, yeah, happy Midsummer to everybody too. And I wish I could see more of Midsummer, but as usual, I'm so busy. I get home after my gigs and I pass out.
Yep, I know that feeling all too well. Well, the only way then you're going to have to do is to go and support Sexy Galexy. Thank you so much, Sexy, for joining us.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.